Protests were held outside train stations in Bolton against the closure of ticket offices. Bolton Pensioners Association was at Lostock and Bolton stations this week to raise awareness of the controversial move to shut ticket offices in a number of stations and to get support from commuters against the move, which is currently being consulted upon. Farnworth, Lostock and Bromley Cross stations are among the 1,000 ticket offices earmarked for closure. This means customers will not be able to buy tickets over the counter, but would still use the Trainline app and ticket machine. Association Secretary Bernard Gallagher said it's all part of a policy to get everything digitalised to stop face-to-face communications, and we think older and more vulnerable people, as well as some young people, need that direct contact with a human being. They might be able to get cheaper tickets if they talk to somebody, or if the machine might not be working. Many people rushing to get trains stopped to sign the petition and said they either used the ticket office themselves or had elderly relatives who did. One woman said, "There's not enough staff on hand anyway, and the machines do not always work. They're red hot on charging you if you do not have a ticket, and I was fined for this when the machine was not working. I've used this line for 15 years and never not bought a ticket, but in this instance, I physically could not buy one." Bernadette and her team wants to stop the closures and plan to lobby MPs to get them to back the campaign. The campaign also wants to highlight, while Bolton Station is not one of the planned closures, closures of other ticket offices could set a precedent. Bernadette added, "The consultation states the plan is to get people onto the platforms quicker, and while that will happen at first, over a period of time it is about cutting money. We've got some of the worst services in Europe anyway, and some of the highest ticket costing, so this will make it worse." The Railway Delivery Group said last week just 12% of tickets were sold from traditional offices last year, suggesting the ticket offices were not needed. Roles will instead be transferred. Some rail users said they were in support of the closure. One man said, "I do not need to use the ticket offices because you can do everything on the machines or on a phone. We've got to move forward at some point. We don't need people here selling tickets when there is an easier way."